to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing.
WRFO in Medford.
Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby. Discotheque. This fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wild thing.
WMFO, Medford and Boston.
Oh, man.
101.5 WMFO, Medford and Boston.
Oh, man.
Baby,
down every street from Dudley Common everywhere we go, because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week our theme is Street Jams and Chants, featuring Tone Loc, and playing, going deep with the electro-funk, especially from the 80s. And we're mixing that up with various kinds of chants, like Byzantine and Gregorian and Tibetan. We started off that set with our featured artist and The Wild Thing. And then we heard a chant recorded off the street about trying to impeach somebody, recorded by Chuck U. And then it was Pretty Tony and Jam the Box, great electro-funk track, followed by some American Indians singing the Great Sioux War Chant. And I found that on another album. It's in WMFO's Infamous World Music Collection. That came from Tribal Songs of the American Indian. Followed that with Nuance and Take a Chance. And then it was some Varga chant, a collaboration between Jean-Philippe Riquel and Lama Gourmet. I found that album on another CD I ripped from WMFO's World Music Collection. It's called Rain of Blessings, Varga Chants. And then a clip from protester Steve Hirschbaum that was recorded by Chuck U at the Boston 2006 March anti-war rally. And we finished off that set with File 13 and Tastes So Good. And the story on that song was the creators sampled some telephone sex lines from back there in the 80s and mixed that up with, well, a bunch of electro-funk beats and synths. Also heard a little bit from Chase Carson and his good friend and frequent guest on the Time Tunnel, Big John Pierce, doing some station IDs from the Time Tunnel there, and this show being dedicated to Chase, who was one of our fun and fine DJs from 2012 to 2018, following me here on at 10 p.m. until midnight. Behind me right now is another Brian Eno selection from Ambient 4 On Land, Sonically Reversed. This is A Clearing. We got one last set for you. Going to be close to half an hour. And in it, we're going to hear electro-funk from Globe and Pow Wow, from the World Class Wrecking Crew and Entrinary. And we're also going to hear some Tibetan chant from a Tibetan, Swati Nakar. And, well, I'm going to work in a little bit more of the street jams and chant in a slightly obtuse way. But to start off this set, we're going to hear our final selection from our featured artist of the episode, Tone Loc. And this is another one of his greatest hits. A little politically unacceptable, perhaps these days, but Chuck U does my disclaimer at the beginning of the show, and it certainly was a pretty fun and rockin' electro-funk song back in those days of the late 1980s. Here's Tone Loc, Funky Cole Medina, and Foreigner sampling them.
I dig it. Cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know. Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the Love Connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
Hey, Bert. I brought home a surprise, Bert.
Come and play, everything's don't breathe. Ah, don't breathe.
Thank you. Boom. To visit the other side of a dream.
Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
But every packet of
heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill.
Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin
don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb.
Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
Celebrate.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. This episode, our theme has been street jams and chants, and we've been going deep into the electro-funk, mixing that up with some Byzantine, Gregorian, Tibetan, and Native American chants. Our featured artist was Tone Loke, and this show was dedicated to Chase Carson, who was a DJ here, following me for 6 years, 2012 to 2018. So in the last set, we began with Tone Loke and Funky Cole Medina, then the Sesame Street song, the LA Dream Team, Calling on the Dream Team was the name of their song, then Swati Nakakar with some Tibetan chant, and then the World Class Wrecking Crew with Surgery, a plastic sushi pitch bent version of that vintage heroin public service message, and then Globe and Pow Wow finished us off with Celebrate as far as the electro-funk goes, and now we got some backwards Brian Eno with Thursday Afternoon from 1985. That would have been a good way to segue into Savoir Faire and songs from the Squid Pot and a whole bunch of 80s music, but unfortunately he can't make it this evening, but fortunately, Avery can. And you all remember Avery from the last 2 weeks? Well, here, he's a fully trained DJ, and he's going to go and be bringing you a full hour of the kind of music that he loves. And yes, we've just successfully done a little swap over there. And, well, I just want to say to you, thanks so much for listening, and I expect to be back again next week with some other show. The one thing I can say is it won't be based on electro-funk and chants, but something completely different. So I hope you tune in. Meanwhile, stay tuned here for Avery on WMFO in Medford.